Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Look at the text right now, 214. Brendan is a great guest. Good job, men. As yes, joining us now here on The Fan is the former UFC fighter, the comedian, the podcast host, Brendan Schaub, powered by East Dallas Diesel. And a good afternoon, Brendan. How the heck are you?
I'm great, brother. How are you?
Man, we're doing great. You know, looking actually forward to this Ronda Rousey spectacle this weekend. What do you expect? Is this going to be a good fight, or is it just like a money grab?
A little bit of both. I mean, you got in the main event, you got two women over 40 fighting, so I never recommend that. But you know, two legends. I mean, I'm trying to do my best here, fellas.
Yeah, you know, I hear you, man.
And I have nothing to do with it. I'm not working the fight this weekend. We decided to go a different direction. But, you know, Gina Carano hasn't fought in 16 years. Damn. So, I don't know. You guys tell me how you think it's going to go. Probably not great. You know, it's just if you're not in the UFC, it's hard to put together a card that people care about. And, you know, with Netflix, they actually have, whatever, 300 million subscribers. So, I'd be willing to bet we're told it's the most watched fight ever. You know, I call bull crap on that. So I think it's going to go well, but if you think it's going to beat the White House card, you're out of your mind. You know, just because the White House card, you have legit in their prime contenders. It's at the White House. It's on CBS. It's also on Paramount. So you're comparing, you know, apples to oranges there. So, you know, again, it's going to be entertaining. A lot of casuals will tune in for Nate Diaz and Ronda and, you know, a 40-year-old Gina Carano, and you're going to be entertained, but I don't think you're walking away going, man, I can't wait to see that again.
I mean, the interviews might be more explosive, you know, and with Ronda, there's always the potential for that. You know her really well. What is it about Ronda's personality that makes for such interesting interviews?
I think she, you know, she's a savage. She has that Kobe mentality. So, you know, she didn't get to where she's at by being laid back and not speaking, you know, her mind. So, you know, you put her work ethic and, you know, her determination, you know, she's a savage. She also learned from the best. You know, she's very close with Dana White, mm-hmm. who's the best combat sports promoter of all time. So she's taking a page out of his book. So when she's promoting this thing going, you know, we're the biggest, baddest ever, and even though I'm 40 with however many kids she has, you know, I'm a better fighter. Like, it's not true, but, you know, that's what promoters do. They, you know, they sell you on this product, and she's taking a page out of Dana's book, and, you know, it seems to be working. You know, I think when they first announced the fight, it got a lot of kind of hype momentum, but as time has gone on, that seems to be dying down. So we'll see how it performs this weekend.
What do you think about the rest of the card? You know, you got Nate Diaz and Perry and Ganyu. I mean, I know you've had some back and forth with Nate before, which has been super entertaining from an outsider's perspective.
Sure. Again, it's tough to put together a card outside the UFC. You know, the UFC has a stranglehold on the business. They have a monopoly, which, you know, I can argue is not a bad thing. The NFL has a monopoly. NBA has a monopoly. MLB has a monopoly. So you need your one-stop shop, you know, for that for the best fighters or best basketball players or best football players in the world. So UFC has a stranglehold on that. So when you get outside that, like, are any of you guys watching the XFL? Do you guys ever break down the XFL or WNBA or, you know, the CFL? No, we don't really care because we know they're not the best. So that's what you're dealing with. It's a hard sell, to be honest with you. If you're not in the UFC, it's a hard sell, man, because you know you're not getting the very best of the best.
Can this help at all with the fighter pay conversation that's been going on, or do you think Dana White just has everybody by the balls?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I wanted to do well because more competition for fighters to get paid is a good thing. But you have to be at such an elite level in order to garner that money from MVP Netflix. So if you're just a guy who, whatever, you're, you know, 5-6 in the UFC or you're 7-3 in the UFC, but you weren't like a big, big name, there's no home for you at Netflix. So it's far and few between. It's going to be really, really tough to jump over there. And my other argument would be, is Netflix in the actual MMA business, or are they just doing these one-off spectacles? Like, is there a plan? And I'm sure they have an answer, but we haven't heard it yet. Do they have a plan? Like, what's after this event? Is it going to be once a month? Is it going to be, you know, once every 2 months? Like, what's the plan? And I haven't heard of a plan. So I don't know, you know, if they're in the MMA business or they're just in kind of the big spectacle to get people to tune into Netflix.
It's Brendan Schaub here with you on The Fan, powered by East Dallas Diesel. What is more fun, being MMA famous or being internet famous?
Oh my God, both heavy lies the crown. I don't see myself as being famous at all. I don't know. In the world we live in today, you know, everyone gets an opinion, and you know the algorithms and stuff like that encourage hate. So no matter who you are, if you're in the spotlight, you're getting the good and the bad. And a lot of time, you know, the bad is what we're wired to see. So, you know, I don't know, man. It's a good question. It's tough, you know, because it's also how I make my living. And, you know, there's nothing I love.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
More than fighting and breaking down fighting, like that's my passion. So I do on, you know, on my show, The Big Ground Breakdown, the podcast. And I was with Rogan yesterday breaking down fights. So it's my passion, but it's always weird being recognized for it. I'll be honest. Anybody who says it's not weird is a sociopath.
Brendan Schaub with us here on 105 Through the Fan. You brought up the White House card, and as a UFC fan, it first gets announced a little bit underwhelming, but I think that's just the state of the UFC right now, Brendan. What do you think about the landscape of where we are and overall, top to bottom, how this card planned out?
Man, I got to be honest. You guys got great questions. Usually when you do radio, it's like, hey, how's Chuck Liddell and Gene Ortiz going to do this weekend? But when it comes to the White House, yeah, you're spot on. It's just where the UFC's at right now. And I think where, you know, Dana doesn't make a ton of mistakes, but we made a mistake with this White House card is probably a few months prior, he went on, you know, a whole media tour saying this is going to be the best card you've ever seen. It's going to beat UFC 100, UFC 200, UFC 300. It's going to destroy those. So we had expectations. So when he delivered the actual White House card and it doesn't meet those expectations, there's going to be a lot of backlash. Now, if he just said, hey, you know, we don't have a ton of stars right now, but it's going to be really good matchups. So we're trying our best. Hopefully we figure this thing out. But it's at the White House, which is a cool event. I hope you guys tune in. Then we're all on board. But when you're told it's going to be the greatest you've ever seen and they don't deliver that, they got a lot of backlash. But overall, the card's fantastic, man. It's good. But the problem is we were told it was going to be the best we've ever seen.
Brendan Schaub more nervous before a fight in the octagon or before he takes the mic to go do a stand-up set?
More nervous when my son's pitching in his travel ball game.
Okay.
The fighting, the nerves, you know, if I told you guys you were going to fight someone tomorrow at 5 o'clock, that the nerves are, you know, through the roof. It just so happens you had to fight one of the best fighters in the world. So the nerves are crazy, but you weirdly get used to it, I guess. It's just, you know, it's just the biggest thing is you don't want to be embarrassed. I think that's where the nerves come from. But these days, you know, both my kiddos play sports, football, baseball. When my son's pitching and that's his thing, he's the ace pitcher on his travel ball team, the nerves are way worse than fighting.
They get your size?
Oh.
Yeah, he's a huge kid. He's 10, he's 115 pounds, 5 foot tall. We got one, fellas. We got one. I don't want to make any promises like Dana White saying he's going to be the greatest ever, but he's going to be pretty damn good.
So what brought up the love in trucks? East Dallas, these are my people. So what was the experience like with Tony and Fernando and the crew there, and what ride did you end up getting?
Yeah, Fernando's my boy. So I've been, a car guy since I was a kid, and I just have a love, especially for diesels. You know, I have a Hummer with a swap 6.0 power stroke, fully built diesel. I bought a ton of trucks. And when I came across East Dallas Diesel, they had this 2024 AEV Ram 2500 with the Cummins. And I haven't done a Cummins project yet. So I was talking to Fernando. And, you know, you never know how old these car guys are, right? You're like, yeah, this guy's a dork. But Fernando is actually really cool. Me and him connected, started talking on the phone. We're buddies now. So I drive up there to get the truck, and me and him talk damn near daily. He's just a good, good dude. No bull crap, just very straight shooter. This is what we can do. This is what you're getting. It's been the best truck I've ever owned. They have some insane trucks there. I wish you could buy them all. But listen, I've dealt with a lot of dealers. It's kind of what I do. And hands down, East Dallas Diesel is by far the easiest, simplest. I saved the most money. It was so great. It was just a great experience.
How many trucks you got?
Boy, too many. Where do I even begin? Let's see. I have my two-door Hummer right now, and it's going to LS swap right now in L.A. I got my Power Stroke here. I got my Ram. I got my Excursion. I got TRX. I got a Jeep. Give or take, 8, 9.
Nice, dude. Nice. I love it. Okay, and I see in your Twitter bio, you're a Diet Coke lover. Okay,
let's go.
The General Gavin Dawson here is a big Diet Coke man himself. I'm trying to see who puts up the most numbers. All right, I think Dawson's putting down 2-3 20 ounces a day, like in your prime.
About 60 ounces, Brandon.
60 ounces. That's cute. I go through about a 12 pack a day.
Damn,
a day. And my wife, she gets, you know, the big orders from Costco, and I destroy them, dude. And then my new kick is Diet Cherry Coke.
Ooh.
I don't know if you tried the cherry, brother, but and I only drink it in a can. It has to be an ice cold can. That Diet Cherry Coke, buddy, If you ever see me on intervention, it's going to be just for Diet Coke.
Let's go.
Just for Diet Coke.
I love it. I've been eyeballing it, actually, in the little shop downstairs, so I think I'll grab one at the break. Brendan Shaw, brought to us by East Dallas Diesel. Man, you're a legend. That was awesome. And we look forward to catching up with you next time if we can.
Anytime, brother. Yeah, you guys got my number. Anytime, man. Love talking with you again. You guys know your stuff. This is great.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
Cheers. There he goes. Brendan Shaw with you, comedian, podcast host, former fighter.
What a bro. What a stud.
Absolute.
We
absolute.
Impressed him.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.